Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Hall Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black All Polled Bull Sale Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Cattle futures today closed under pressure here, and we were higher for the most part all day until the very end, and feeder cattle closed down 30 to 45 cents. April live cattle and June live cattle also under pressure, down 50 to 60 cents. Despite midday box beef being higher, it was about $1.96 higher or so on choice, and then select was also about $1.29 higher. They've upped about $20 or so in the last, since January 19th, so about a month and a half. Of constant higher box beef prices, and that's really helping the packer out. They're in the black, so that could in the end help the feedlot guy out and then trickle all the way down through the industry. But box beef has remained pretty strong. At the end of last week, we had really strong cash trade. 126 and 127 was paid at the end of last week, and that brings more confidence into the market. And then the feeder cattle index is also above the front month March futures by about $3. It was 126.61 on Friday. Cash above futures on both feeder cattle and live cattle is a good long-term structure here as we go forward here. It looks like also these packers making good money are buying cattle further out into the future. As I said, it's the time of year with the seasonal tendencies are pretty weak here as the wheat pasture cattle move off of wheat pasture and into the feedlots.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were strong in the wheat. The wheat was the leader. July Kansas City at 486 and a quarter, up 3 cents. Beans unchanged here, and then the corn down about 2 cents. This morning's mid-morning export report showed 535,000 metric tons of wheat, right in the middle of the range of expectations. So nothing really there for wheat. Beans were above expectations at corn above expectations at 1.45 million metric tons. And then beans were 921,000, also above expectations. So it was considered a little bullish for corn and beans, just looking at exports by themselves, and neutral to maybe even a little bit bearish for wheat. Now, there's a lot of things going on here in the month of March as we get into the field work season. At the end of this month, we've got the March 31st acreage and stocks report. So that'll be a big one at March 31st. Also, it seems like this time of year is when you start to see the global trade shift to South America as their corn and bean harvest in Brazil and Argentina start to hit the export markets. And that could change things here in the United States. And also what's the new administration is going to do with trade policy and the ethanol mandates. And lots of talk about the ethanol mandates over the last week, and then also a lot of talk about the trade policy. So I'm sure there are some changes down the pipeline on both of those, and they will affect us here in the United States. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.